Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I am not Sammy P. The man got a day off. How the hell did that happen after all last week off? Welcome into Bet Sweats, back with my man Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Filling in for Sam Panayotovich today, live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network. We appreciate you taking us with you wherever you're going in the world inside that Odyssey app. Don't forget, the first hour, always live via Stadium in the BallySportsLive.com and Bally Sports Live app, and on YouTube and Twitch and wherever else you want to see our beautiful faces. Joe, it's been too long, my friend. How are you?
It has been way too long, Chris. I have a lot of Steelers questions for you. I don't know that you can provide any answers. But I have a lot of Steelers questions.
I don't know if we need to compartmentalize the Steelers and Penn State nonsense to like a certain window today, because it feels like it can spiral out of control in both regards, much like both teams have. So I don't know if we should save that. I don't know if we should just weave it in and out and you can feel my pain for the next 3 hours collectively. I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, or just go on the Ben Roethlisberger show, and you can get all the answers right there.
I'm looking right. Pull it all together.
when did that happen? Okay, I love him, but let me rip him. Let me tell you why
coach,
he should get out of the NFL.
Yeah, he should probably be done.
Passed him by. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I am so curious about that conversation too. You can ask me Bears questions or any questions that you have for me. That has been one of the strongest trends in football, and you know all about it. And we haven't even talked about it at all this week. Just Pittsburgh, Baltimore. I'm at a point right now where it just feels like everything that has occurred over the last 21 years, it doesn't matter. And when you have something that hits at such a high rate for such a long time in this business, that's hard to do. But that's where I'm at with that one. I want to see if you agree with me when we break down Steelers-Ravens, along with every game coming up this week in Week 14.
Yeah, every game in Week 14, we have got angles on, and we will go through each and every single one of them today. Third and final hour, Patrick Everson, his insight from Vegas Insider, going to join us as well. They stay on top of all the line moves, everything going on in the market. That you want to keep an eye on as you're getting ready to place your bets, or maybe you got ahead of them and placed them in some cases. We'll get into all of it today. It could be a ridiculous weekend in college football, and not just because of the coaching cycle, which is like a game of musical chairs where there's one empty chair left and everybody has left the game, as we mentioned Penn State already, but just the conference championship picture itself, the playoff picture, I should say, with conference championship weekend on deck. I mean, we got the possibility of the ACC not getting a single team into the playoff. That's still out there as a possibility. There's a million different directions we can go with that as well. We'll do that before the end of the first hour here on Bet Sweats. But let's start with last night. And I did not see what the number was on Jahmyr Gibbs for 3 touchdowns. I got to think, though, for those that went in on it, it was a pretty nice little payout. 3 touchdowns for Jahmyr Gibbs. He continues to be dominant, not necessarily in run game numbers, only 43 yards on 12 carries, but adds in 7 catches for 77 yards, Joe. The 3 touchdowns, as I mentioned, all came on the ground. 19 touches for 120 yards. Oh, by the way, Jameson Williams continues to churn out offense for this team, even with Amon-Ra St. Brown available, despite not practicing at all this week. Those two combined for 13 catches and 188 yards. And after a long year, 13 straight weeks of Dak not quite being Dak, we got return of the Dak with two ugly interceptions, 376 yards. That's great. That's wonderful if you got Dak as your fantasy quarterback and maybe you're moving towards the playoffs. But he saw a ton of pressure and he didn't do a lot of great work with it in his face.
One of those picks, definitely not his fault, because that was on Pickens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you have a lot to say about this morning. Holy crap. As soon as that game ends, they go to the post-game desk. Richard Sherman just lights his ass up. Hey, don't turn off Amazon Prime yet, because I've got something for George Pickens. Probably something that you said on the air many, many times. Didn't care. Wasn't interested. Lamb is down. You're the guy. You've got to take over. Nah, I still don't care. I'm not even going to run my routes properly. That was very interesting. The way that they have been playing of late, you take down two of the teams that are looked at as top couple teams at home over the last couple weeks. People are like, hey, man, all right, let's go. Playoffs. You can win out. You've got the elite offense. And now with the additions on defense, everything has come together. Just win this game and you're going to be okay because it's a soft schedule the rest of the way. Nope. Pickens still not interested. And you wake up this morning, the Dallas Cowboys are all but eliminated from the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, last night it starts with Gibbs, three touchdowns. Yeah, that had to be a big number, but like for an anytime touchdown, he was like minus 275, something like that. It felt like it was going to be a Gibbs game. And that's where I focused as far as the props last night. I figured via the air more so, he did everything. Some of it was through the air, but on the ground is where he got all of his touchdowns. Look, it's difficult doing a show in the morning when you have an injury report that lacks clarity. And when I saw a couple hours before the game, okay, they're tweeting out videos of Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he looks really good. Like they know this is the all-in game, and Dan Campbell is pushing that all week. And, oh, those three guys on the offensive line, your left tackle, your right tackle, your center that were questionable, they're all playing. Oh, this is going to be the all-in effort from the Lions. And the pressure that you talked about, the get off at the line, we saw it last night. They knew that this was it. Their season was on the line right here, right now. They've got to get to that last playoff spot, which San Francisco has a bit of a stranglehold on right now. It doesn't mean they're going to have it at the very end, but they have 9 wins this year, and that's the last playoff spot in the NFC. So they knew they had to have that game. Here's where I was last night, Chris. So it kicks off 7:15 Central. It's right. 7. We shuffle into the Christmas orchestra, find our seats, 7:05. It gets to 7:10, and I'm like, I don't have a play on the game. I could see either team winning. I do think we're going to see a lot of scoring, but my thing has been, okay, I don't mind having a ticket on the winner of this game to win the Super Bowl, because the NFC is completely wide open. I think both conferences are completely wide open. Yeah. These are really juicy numbers on both teams. Loser probably leaves town. Loser probably out of the playoffs with the schedule that the Lions have moving forward. Paul Aspen gave it out at the end of the show. I kept thinking about it. And 7:13, 7:14. I'm like, all right, I'm doing it, because the Lions are winning tonight, and then we're going to wake up tomorrow and they're not going to be 25-1 for the Super Bowl. They're not going to be 14-1 for the NFC. And that's what happened. It is now 20-1 for the Super Bowl. The NFC number dropped down as well. It's the Lions still have that scary factor. Like, they've had a lot of issues. There are a ton of injuries, but there's no great team in this league. And even the Rams, you would have said a week ago, okay, if you're going to say there's a great team, it's the Rams. Panthers, we saw last week.
Yeah, Lions down under 10-1 now, 9-1 at BetMGM for NFC. So there you go. If you got ahead of it last night, as Joe did while listening to sixth graders play off-key oboes, then by all means, good on you. You made the move right when you were supposed to make the move. You mentioned the pressure. 20% of his dropbacks were pressured. Dak Prescott didn't fare well in the face of it. You mentioned all the, you know, philosophical pressure, I guess, mental pressure, emotional pressure being on Detroit needing this game. Both teams needed it, obviously. Loser leaves town, like you said, but Detroit needed it. And I wonder how much Dan Campbell played, you know, didn't fudge, but played with that injury report that you talked about, right? We're getting late in the year. And then you see it sit at three for a few days, and all of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, gets to 3.5 at most places. You go, okay, Amon-Ra's playing. I didn't need to see him warm up to know that Amon-Ra St. Brown was going to play last night. I saw the line move from 3 to 3.5, and I said, Amon-Ra's playing.
Yep. And then it went to 4. Like, yeah, and he was terrific. Didn't practice all week for all the injury report stuff that we talk about today. And then when stuff pops later in the show about the final injury report of the week, what does it really matter? You're right. There's probably going to be a lot of coaches that are doing it this time of the year, looking for every sort of edge that they can come up with. I mentioned the playoff chances, right? And to hammer that point home, I check out the playoff odds this morning. Cowboys to make +760. They're not making it. They are the 10 seed now. They're 2.5 games back of San Francisco. However, Detroit still on the outside looking in, but they're momentarily the 8 seed. Remember, San Fran off this week. They're the 8 seed, one game back, but they're favored, Chris, to make the playoffs, -142. So a big swing game. And isn't that the theme of the week? Like, there's almost half the card where you say, whoa, swing game, swing game, all over the place.
Every game, I shouldn't say every game, but most games have massive impact on the playoff picture, and we'll get into each and every one of them. As for Pickens, this is exactly what we've tried to tell everyone about. For those of us that understood, and look, for the last 3 months, people have been saying, man, I can't believe Jerry got George Pickens for a third-round pick. Look at this. Well, when George Pickens sees that he's going to get bracketed or that they're going to sit back in soft coverage against him and that they're going to let him have little 5 and 6 yard dump offs or whatever it may be, quick hitters, George Pickens, to be honest, tends to dog it. That's what he did last night. He dogged it. I had people texting me during the game, watch Pickens. If the mouthpiece isn't in before the snap, you know the ball's not going to him. And it checks out. The guy, telegraphs before every single play whether he's actually going to be involved or not. And then even when he does come off the line on a route, half the time he's kind of jogging, half looking back for the ball. This is what happens with George Pickens. 9 times out of 10, you may get just unmitigated greatness. The one-handed catches, the catch and run that you see so many times this year. And then 1 time out of 10, you get George dogging it. And this is why, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you've got to question whether this guy is worth the headache that would come with a franchise tag, with giving him an extension, if that's what you decide to do, and roll all that money into the offensive skill position players when your defense still is a bare cupboard for the most part. There's a lot of questions, and it's one game. Like I said, out of 14 now for the Dallas Cowboys, 13, sorry, for the Dallas Cowboys. So you can say it's one game, but it's always sitting there in the back of your mind with a guy like Pickens. Are we going to sign this guy, give him big money, and then every once in a while he's just going to mentally check out?
And you needed him last night. I was jokingly on the show yesterday saying, when did CeeDee Lamb become the third best receiver on this team behind Ferguson and Pickens? And we saw last night, before he exits with the concussion, 121 monster performance out of Lamb. That's the guy you're used to. And then that happens. And you need Pickens to be your one, and nothing. Just nothing there. Oh, man, that was it's funny that you were holding out. You're like, you know what? I know this guy enough. I know what's happening down the road. But it's, man, it's still frustrating. I know you look at it and you say you're not surprised, but I'm still a little surprised at the lack of effort, the lack of care, when it just given that spot and it's Thursday night football, monster matchup, the world is watching and everything. Your playoff lines are on the line right here, right now. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, and strip away the team first factor of we desperately need this game to stay alive in the playoff picture, and even just boil it down, distill it down to just George Pickens' essence, which is me. It's a contract year, my man. And like you said, you're on national TV. The world is watching. You got a chance to help keep your team in the playoff picture with another massive performance. I think he still got targeted 9 times, didn't he? But he doesn't show up for half of them.
Yep.
And so, again, all those questions about if you're a team that's considering, you've been watching George Pickens all year thinking, man, I can't wait for free agency to hit. I'm desperate for a wide receiver. I'm going to pay this dude. He's turned the page. He's turned over a new leaf. He's a new George Pickens. Nope, he's not. It's still in there. He's still George Pickens sometimes. I have to bring this up, Joe, because I know how much you love talking about him. LeBron James, 1,297 game streak of double figures ended last night, and ended when he had a chance to take the last shot too, and instead he dished it off for the game winner.
The NBA started? When did this happen?
They're playing basketball?
They are? Yeah. Well, yeah, I've got the Bulls here. Wow, that's great. Great for LeBron. It's wonderful. I'm really
sad. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've had a chance to work with you, Joe, but I know just how to wind it up.
Yes.
Still remember how to wind it up.
Yep. Yeah, we got a lot to wind up today. Oh, by the way, before we completely close the book here on Monday Night Football, The Room, we always do that on the show. We did it late in the show yesterday. The Room, 5 most popular player props. Pickens was number 2, over 87.5. That's a loser. The top 5 goes 1-4.
Eesh. I've been doing something for my teenage daughter the last few days, and my wife is pretty pissed about it. So I've got to get Joe's opinion on this because I know he'll have my side. I think he will anyway, or he'll call me out on it. Friday Feels next here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Mack sitting in for Sammy P today alongside Joe O on Bet Sweats. Yeah, it's Friday. You can feel a whole lot of big-time football coming. We'll get into college football conference championship weekend and the ridiculous CFP picture in 20 minutes. And we will take a look game by game at the entire Week 14 NFL slate starting at the top of the hour. I mentioned before the break, Joe, I have been doing something. I think this is a nice thing to do as a father, right? Our daughter is 16 now. Got her license a few months ago, drives to school sometimes. I know. You're not far off, my friend. It's sitting there.
I know. I have a teenager now. I did not have a teenager last time we did a show. I have a teenager now, but he's not a normal teenager. He's like too nice. It's a problem. Good student.
He's too nice. Yeah, it's a problem.
Like, where did you come from? The daughter, when she's a teenager, that is going to be a different world, and I'm well aware of this going in. So what's happening with you?
It's been, obviously, it started to get very cold in the mornings, right? And and so the last couple days, my daughter has asked very nicely, which is an accomplishment in and of itself for a 16-year-old girl to ask someone something very nicely. She's asked very nicely, Dad, can you go out and start the car for me? Because she parks in the driveway. There's no room in the garage for her car. And so I go out and I start the car and, you know, about 10 minutes before she's ready to leave for school. And my wife looks at me as I walk back in the front door this morning. She said, this isn't going to become an everyday thing, is it? I was like, why? Why does it matter? It's like, because we offered to get her a remote starter for this car for Christmas. She said she didn't want it. She wants clothes. I was like, it's okay. Like, I don't mind walking outside for 5 minutes in my slippers to start up a car and then walk back in. It's no skin off my nose. But my wife feels like she's losing some sort of philosophical battle to the 16-year-old version of herself that currently lives under the same roof.
All right, so here's where I'm at with a lot of this. And I kind of told on myself last night, and I think it's quite relatable. And basically, my takeaway right now with stuff like this is you're going to realize, and maybe it's me going through midlife crisis, I don't know. But I'm not buying a sports car. I've gone through this, but with a lot of this stuff, who the bleep cares? Right. It's all going to be over soon. You're going to miss the hell out of stupid stuff like this. You know what I mean? Them needing you, them wanting your help. You're going to be craving it right around the corner. But before we realize, it's going to be here quicker than we think. And like, who the hell cares about this? And I don't know if your wife is saying, teach her independence, teach her a lesson. Oh, well, she decided not to have the remote starter because I've got daddy who's going to do this for me instead of doing it myself, right, kind of a thing. I understand where she's coming from, but I would be where you are. I'm totally with you. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm very much there. It's not that big a deal. I'm not playing 3D chess against the 16-year-old. I'm happy to play checkers, and if I get jumped, I get jumped, and it's okay because I'm happy to go out and start the car for her. It's going to be all right. I mean, the kid is taking her SATs tomorrow. She's going to be out of the house in like a year and a half. Like, I'm totally cool with it. It's all right. I'll bite the bullet and go out in the 15-degree temperatures to start the car every couple of days.
Do you think she's going to go away for college?
Yeah, well, this is a completely separate
conversation. Oh, no. Isn't that part of this? It would be. Like, my wife is going to have she's already saying, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, she's going somewhere. The question is she going to go where my wife thinks is best? I have let my hands off the theoretical steering wheel here and said, kid, you make your own decision here, because she, and through no fault of my own, I don't think anyway, she desperately wants to go to Penn State. Okay. She wants to go. That's where she's envisioned herself since she was like,
no wonder you're like, it's your choice because she's going where you want her to go.
Yeah. You don't have a problem with that, do you, Chris?
That's her idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She might be in line for the head coaching job. Who knows? But she desperately wants to go there, even though Penn State is notorious for not giving out a lot of financial aid. And my wife, who is very much the money person in the family, is like, well, you should think about WVU or Duquesne or other places that are going to offer you money because you have good grades and good test scores and all this. And I'm like, just let her do what she wants to do. I got no control over whether she's going to have $100,000 in loans when she gets out of school in 5 years. Like, that ain't me. I'll help you, kid, as best we can. But like, it's up to you. You make your decision. You got to live with it. So that's a completely different thing. Penn State's 2.5 hours down the road, though. It's not like she couldn't come home if she didn't want to.
I bet you maybe your only input is just don't go into my business. I don't care what you do. Don't go into my business.
Do not find something legit. After all, as Uncle Joe said, it'll all be over soon anyway.
It could mean a lot of things. A lot of things. Okay, so how I was telling on myself, and I realized this at the time, but there were some people that were supporting me. Basically, I carved out a tweet last night while I was there after I made my Lions futures bets at the orchestra concert for Christmas, stating how I feel strongly that, especially at intermission, that if your kid is done performing, you should be able to leave.
Yes.
I understand I am never, ever, ever going to win this battle. And I understand some parents would take that the wrong way. But like I'm saying, you know what? Maybe they won't be as nervous. There's not as many people there. They might actually enjoy it. Like, look, everybody's going because of their kid. They're not going because of the other kids. But I understand I'm never going to win that battle. The discussion happened. Well, if you have to go, you can go. I'm like, okay, I know what the words are, but like, you don't mean that. So that's not, I'm going to take the L here. I will stay. It's fine. It's a hell of a Thursday night football game. I do have to talk about it in the morning, but who the hell cares? Because I'm fired in 2 weeks. So like,
It'll all be over soon anyway.
I'll stay. Yes, I'll only end up missing maybe the first quarter, and it is on my phone in the empty chair next to me on YouTube TV anyways. So, or no, it was Prime last night. But you get the point. And I know you've been there many, many times. Like, we would like to leave, dance recitals, all that stuff. But, like, you can't. It is frowned upon. I would like it to be socially acceptable.
You got the, well, if you have to, if you really, if you want to, I mean, that's fine. Go ahead. That is the worst. It's just a giant mountain of guilt being thrown into your lap. And you feel terrible then, regardless of what decision you make, because you're either sitting there, like you said, watching the first quarter of the game while you're sitting in this auditorium, listening to kids play instruments off key and miss notes, or you leave and you go home and you get to watch the game in its entirety, but then you've got to deal with the aftermath and the cleanup. And neither option is a good one.
Took the L. It was a short concert. It was fine. It was scheduled for an hour. I think it went 45 minutes. So it was not a big deal. But when I said I was telling on myself, it's like a few years from now, I'll be dying for these concerts, right?
Yeah.
Sappy Joe will be like, oh man, I remember one. I missed those. I wouldn't mind doing that. Like, oh yeah, I had to see this Thursday night game. Like, there's not another freaking sporting event in a couple hours that I have to see. Right. Like, yeah.
I remember when I left the Coral concert early to watch Dak Prescott throw a pair of picks.
Yes, exactly.
Loaf through routes.
I didn't even have a side or a total, you know, a couple props fine, but like, no. All right, it's fine. I will. I'll take the L there. But we'll get to our college plays in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But Friday feels. Where are you on, as a big college football guy? Where are you on this championship weekend? Because I'm struggling with this. Because at this time of year, the committee enters all of these conversations, unfortunately. But you've got the committee telling us, no matter what happens, it's not going to impact these teams in a negative way, even though that's a blatant lie, because of course it is, because you've got situations like you mentioned with Virginia. We've got situations with BYU as a massive underdog, their playoff lives on the line, which will impact other schools as well, like Notre Dame, to mention just one. So of course it's going to impact teams and other teams, but it's a struggle for me because I'm not sure how much these teams care. And in the NIL era, I'm not sure how much they're going to care. And I'm not sure how much it matters, really, for Ohio State and Indiana. Sure, pride
not at all.
Is a factor, but like pride means as little as we've seen in our lifetimes so far. So it is a bit of a struggle to bet these games.
Yeah, it is the most meaningless 1-2 game possibly in the history of college football. Just totally meaningless. Neither one of these teams, if they lose, is falling out of the top four and missing out on a bye. It's just not happening. So that game means absolutely nothing other than maybe Kurt Cignetti getting an opportunity to prove that his team really is as good as their record says they are, right? And I could see Cignetti internalizing that and projecting it onto his team. And I understand that's probably why the line sits at 4. I think it's ridiculous that it's that short, but we can save that conversation for later, maybe. It's the weekend in itself. I don't think we're going to have it much longer. We talked about it on BetMGMU last night, me and RJ Choppy and John Martin. Get it in your Odyssey app right now. But we talked about it. This conference championship weekend is becoming obsolete. Like when so many of these games don't mean anything, when you've got teams like Vanderbilt was doing this week, trying to maybe piece together a 13th game to stay on the committee's radar with a quality win. They were talking to Utah. They were trying to convince Miami to schedule a game for this weekend so that they would have a result on conference championship weekend for the committee to look at. It's eventually when this playoff expands, as it will, because these things don't never get smaller. They only get bigger so they can draw more money. When it gets to 16, and then someday it'll get there. You can laugh at me now if you want. It'll get to 24 or 32. These conference championship games will be obsolete. They will be, this weekend will be like a play-in weekend to the field of 16. That's what it'll be. And you know what? I'm okay with that. If conferences are going to have 16, 18, 20 teams in them anyway, and nobody plays the same opponents, and it's impossible to figure out who the hell's supposed to even be in the conference championship game in the first place, why are we playing them, especially if they don't mean anything? And other than BYU having a shot to win their way into the playoff, and I get it, these group of five teams, especially like a JMU, James Madison has a chance to sneak into the playoff if they win tonight and things fall their way tomorrow night. Yeah, I get it. Some of them still matter, but you could accomplish those same things with elimination games this weekend that aren't conference championship games and conferences that really have no identities left to themselves anymore anyway, outside of the SEC.
We're going to get there soon. It's hard to get rid of tradition in certain sports. Baseball's always one. They eventually move on from things, and college football's in the process of doing the same thing. But the previous conversation was, oh, you can't get rid of the bowl games. So how did we put lipstick on that pig? Well, let's just make these playoff games bowl games. We'll just call them that, which is dumb.
Yeah.
It's the freaking quarterfinals. It's the semifinals. Oh, no, it's the Fiesta Bowl. Okay, whatever. If that
call
makes
you
feel
want,
better.
Play it where you want. It doesn't matter. It's the playoff.
So where we're going to be, you're right about everything you said, but where we're going to be is it's going to be the professional model. And these championship games are going to go away. So if those championship games go away, why are there conferences? Well, maybe there won't be. Maybe it's going to be a big super league or two super leagues, like the conferences with the AFC and the NFC. I think that is more likely and something that we're going to see. And you're right. We will see more expansion. It is not going to be 12. That is, they're already telling you that is not the long-term plan. That's not the short-term plan. So they're going to expand there. So what do you do this weekend? You see some media members in this sport that have a lot of power and a lot of say that are already talking about having play-in games this weekend. So it's going to be like the NCAA tournament, or it's going to be like baseball where they have wild card games. It's going to be wild card weekend, something like that, where teams on the line, everything on the line. You know what? Would it be better to see BYU play a team more at their level to be able to get in? Do we want to see Notre Dame, Miami duke it out on the field again to settle this argument? I think the takeaway is going to be, oh, hell yeah, because the conferences don't mean anything anymore anyways.
We're only about 2 years away from it happening, too. Once the ACC television contract is up and that goes by the wayside, that conference will get absolutely raided. And that's when you'll see the super leagues and all of this start to fall into place. The most interesting CFP scenario, though, doesn't surround Miami or Notre Dame, as Joe just mentioned. It's the possibility of an entire conference missing the playoff. We'll get into it next on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a big week in the NFL for playoff lives, playoff positioning. We saw it last night in Detroit between the Cowboys and the Lions. And we will dive into the entire slate at the top of the hour here on Bet Sweats Live Coast to Coast on the BetMGM Network. Chris back in for Sam Panayotovich alongside Joe Ostrowski today. Patrick Everson going to join us about an hour and 15 minutes from now from Vegas Insider and Fox Sports to give us his insights on where the market's moving late in the week and where you may find some opportunity if you haven't yet. Again, every single game through week 14, we will touch on each and every one of them here on Bet Sweats today. But it's conference championship weekend in college football as well. We talked about the games themselves, Joe, in many instances not meaning much. I mean, the most meaningless 1-2 matchup in college football history in Indianapolis tomorrow night between Ohio State and Indiana. Neither one of them is losing a bye in the first round of the CFP. It's just about positioning, maybe pride, and getting out healthy. So there's a good question as to why that spread is what it is, and there are a couple other games worth talking about as well. I think the CFP picture as a whole, and we've already touched on this regarding the possibility of the ACC not having a team in the playoff is I'm here for the chaos this weekend. I want to be clear about that. I want to see JMU roll tonight, which they're projected to do. I think they're favored by like 24.5 over Troy in the Sun Belt championship game. It doesn't matter if it's Tulane or North Texas. Whoever wins that one, probably in, whether it's as the last team or the next to last team. But I want to see Duke win tomorrow night. I don't think they will, but I want to see Duke win. I want to see the chaos. I want to see, I don't think it's very likely, but I want to see BYU upset Texas Tech just to create that situation where the committee then has to sit down and do exactly what they've been avoiding this entire process and compare Miami and Notre Dame side by side. I want to see all of it play out because I'm here for the committee twisting themselves into logic pretzels, trying to explain what they eventually put in front of us, because we know that's what they're going to do, Joe. They're going to pick their 12 teams, and then they're going to find the logic that best suits that scenario.
But sometimes in certain scenarios in sports, when you invite that chaos, there's a winning solution in the end. You know it. You know it's going to have to change eventually. I don't think this is the situation at all. Like, they don't give a damn. They don't give a rat's ass, those 12 people. And they make their decisions. You know what it is? It's a lot like sports betting media right now. So what you're going to see, what you see, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, wherever, social media, people on this network. Okay, let me pick my side. Let me pick my prop. This is my team. I've made my selection. They will never tell you they do this, but they do this 100%. And now I'm going to find reasons to support my bet, my argument. That's what people constantly do. And I feel like the committee does the exact same thing. Okay, we have our teams. This is the situation. Now let's talk about what our process was and what are the reasons and why this team is better than that team. And this one moves up. Alabama moves up after barely surviving Auburn. And we've got to move Notre Dame down. And, You know, that okay, let's slide. Oh, BYU, you just happened to slide them between Notre Dame and Miami. How interesting that is. And everything's on the line for BYU this weekend. And so then probably, the two-touchdown underdog is going to lose, and then it is going to be Notre Dame and Miami side by side. It just happens to fall that way, Chris. it's going to be interesting. I like chaos, too. I like them to be uncomfortable, but I don't think these people are uncomfortable. I don't think they give a rat's ass. So we're probably not going to get what we want in the very end. But I do want the chaos. I do. But if we get, here's my issue. If we get the chaos, we're going to get more small schools in. So we're going to get more blowouts, which is right. What the changes were supposed to fix for this year. But as long as you have all these AQs and you have a group of five, you're not going to eliminate the blowouts. Maybe what they did is kind of avoid them more so in the quarterfinals. But as far as the first run, as far as those home games, it's still going to be blowout city.
Yeah, we're going to have another, as we had last year, Penn State SMU, right? We're going to have at least one of those, whether it's James Madison going to Oregon or, you know, whether it's Tulane or North Texas having to go to Ole Miss. Like these are, these games do not set up for good television viewing, which works in the complete antithesis of what you would think the committee's job is supposed to be. We talk all the time about how it's a made-for-TV product, and it very much is. So they should find the best matchups, but like you said, they're painted into a bit of a corner this weekend. I will say, as much as I'm rooting for the chaos, I don't think that it sets up well for it, given the matchups that we have. Like, Virginia just beat Duke 2-3 weeks ago by 17 in Durham. Like, the fact that this thing is still 4.5, and started out around 3.5 is just silly to me. What is the logic for having Virginia is just because Virginia stinks? Okay, that's fair. I'll grant you that. As a playoff contender, Virginia doesn't belong. One of these things is not like the other if we're talking about Power Four conference champs. I'm totally with you, but compared to Duke, again, they just beat them by 2.5 touchdowns a few weeks ago, and now this is neutral site rather than at Duke. So, yes, by all means, I'll lay the 4.5, which is what it is at BetMGM right now, and that's the biggest number on the board.
That is the only well, there's one other one. But for the most part, these point spreads have been pretty stagnant this week. But that one is starting to climb. You figured that would be the case. I don't have a play on the Virginia-Duke one, but yeah. And not only, it's not just the winning by 2.5 touchdowns. They were obliterated in that game. Virginia had 540 yards of offense. They more than doubled their ass up. And then you've got this Duke team. They're outside. It's insane that they're here. They're outside the top 100 in the country in defensive success rate. Like, what are we doing? Why are they in the conference championship? Oh, I know why. Because Jim Phillips was asleep at the wheel, and he didn't fix the tiebreakers like some other conferences have. So that's how you get here. I would think maybe they finally fixed that, but we'll see. Yeah, Duke should not be in this game. We know that. And the conference wants Virginia to win and win convincingly. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen, but I don't have a bet on that game. I do have a bet on one of the games tonight. Do you like any of these four before I jump to mine? We've got, you mentioned Sunbelt with JMU. We've got the Mountain West, which I want to discuss, the American Tulane North Texas, and you got the Conference USA one. And I mentioned that I liked this game on the show this week, but I haven't placed the bet because I was hoping what happened is exactly what we're seeing right now on the board as people are realizing, oh, I want to bet this game tonight and we get Boise on their home field. This number's climbing and it's gone from 4.5 to 5, 5.5. I'm starting to see a 6 or 2 out there as well. So I think we're going to see sixes on this game. And so I've held off because I want to take the underdog. And I understand Boise State's quarterback is coming back and they're going to be on the home field. But listen, UNLV's dealt with that before. They've played there this year. And look, their defense, I'm not going to say they're good, but they've started to figure things out a little bit. This one was a shootout. And look, Boise took care of business earlier this year. It was 56-31. This game had over 1,000 yards. watch the market. What did the market say? The market said at the time, Boise State minus 13. Same teams, same location. Yeah. And now we're like 3.5, 4 earlier this week. And now it's starting to climb a little bit. I think UNLV is live in this one. I'm going to take them plus 6.
Yeah, that was the one I had circled out of these four that are being played tonight is the one that jumped out at me. All the things you just said, I couldn't have said it any better. UNLV and sit around and wait until 7:59 Eastern to place this bet. You'll get the best number because, like you said, it keeps climbing and it's going to climb more and more and probably more quickly as more and more people, like you said, wake up and go, oh, yeah, there's games tonight. Oh, Boise. Yeah, absolutely. I got to take Boise at home. Blue turf. Okay. UNLV, I think, is the better team. And Dan Mullen, you know, you guys have been breaking my chops, rightfully so, about the Penn State coaching situation and what a disaster that has become. I had someone ask me yesterday, why hasn't Dan Mullen been talked about? Dan Mullen's a Pennsylvania guy. His wife's from Pittsburgh. Like, Dan Mullen has put back together UNLV like that. And he's in my opinion, probably going to win the Mountain West Championship tonight. And at the very least, it's going to be a closer game than the spread is telling you. This is a final possession field goal game. So I am shocked that his name hasn't been brought up in this absolute dumpster fire of a Penn State head coaching search. Because he's done a great job at UNLV this year, and I think they are the better team going into Boise tonight.
Yeah, there's probably going to be some names that haven't been discussed at all that are finally going to be popping up as they try to figure things out, and you curse Crumble Cookie every day. You know, it's so funny. It was Crumble Cookie Day yesterday at the kids' school. And, of course, my wife's got to be involved in everything. So all the people that didn't make it to school yesterday, we've got a big stockpile of Crumble Cookies at our house so people can come and pick them up. Like, how do you get yourself in these situations?
Those things are, first of all, amazing. I'm not going to hold it against them that they kept Sitake from coming to Penn State. Those things are, but they're like 1,500 calories a cookie. It's like eating a whole cake in each cookie. And, you know, the box is just sitting there on the counter and you're not supposed to open it up and grab a cookie. Who has that willpower? Not this guy.
Yeah. Please. The kids still have their Halloween candy, like sitting in pillowcases in the room. Who do you think sneaking in the room during the commercial breaks? Oh, a mini Twix doesn't count. It's too small. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Like 50 calories. Yeah. I don't know where all your Sour Patch Kids went. I don't know. Somebody must have ate them. Maybe the dog got them. How the hell am I supposed to know? Coming up, we got to go through the entire Week 14 NFL slate, starting with one of the best rivalries in the NFL, but possibly two of the ugliest offenses in the league. Can either the Ravens or Steelers get on track in Baltimore on Sunday? We start with that one next, right here on Bet Sweats Live on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.